You're listening to Brooklands Radio. We're not in London, Manchester, Reading, or even Brighton or Slough. We're just around the corner from where you are. Brooklands Radio, very local radio.
Brooklands Radio, your loving Surrey station.
You're listening to Just Women on Brooklands Radio. You can join in by emailing any comments or questions you may have to justwomen@brooklandsradio.co.uk or check us out on Facebook. Search for Just Women at Brooklands Radio. Just Women is just what you need.
Hello and welcome to Just Women, the weekly talk show on Brooklands Radio with me, Jackie Mitchell, when we spend an hour talking to interesting local women about subjects surrounding their work, lives, children, as well as their amazing experiences. Later on in the programme, my co-presenter, Jo McGowan, talks to Linda Stevens from the Women's Wellbeing Space, and I will be talking to Henneke Thompson, freelance photographer and visual artist. But to start with, my co-presenter, Samantha Carr, talks to Sarah Liebelt and Mary Burke from the Dating Playbook podcast.
It's lovely to have you both on Just Women today. Thank you so much for coming on. So I've been catching up on your podcast, and the first thing that struck me was it is so much fun.
Yeah,
it really is so much fun. And I can't wait to hear more about how it all came about. But before we do that, would you tell our listeners what you were doing beforehand careers-wise?
Miss Mary, I'll let you go first.
Okay. So I'm a bit of a serial entrepreneur. So I've run a couple of businesses and have a background in construction and property. And then I became single and used some of the coaching and things that I have from my background, like working with people, coaching on community projects to bring into the dating world and just shake it up.
Oh, fantastic. And what about you, Sarah?
Believe it or not, I used to be a 9-to-5er. Well, it wasn't really a 9-to-5. I used to be a social worker. So, that's what I went to school for. That's what I studied for. And that's what I did for 6 years in Australia and in America. And I'm also a personal trainer as well. So I've been a personal trainer for 4 years and got a background in sports, very competitive sports, but also a little bit like Mary, I've done lots of coaching for people bringing to life their community projects. And also just a single girl having all kinds of adventures in life. Oh,
sounds fantastic. And how did you two meet?
Wow, oh, through a mutual friend, wasn't it? But it was, through the coaching kind of program.
Oh, brilliant. And then how did you come up with the idea of the podcast?
Oh, my gosh.
you go.
So I had been single for a while and really wanted to do something different in dating. And I tried hosting a few events. And it just wasn't easy to get people, especially the balance between men and women. And it was always something that I was really passionate about, because when you're dating, what you hear a lot from people, even people who you're meeting, like they might say to you, how are you finding this dating app, or how are you finding the experience? And people just weren't happy. They just were not having a good time. Everyone knew that they wanted to find their person and create a relationship. But they were just like, this is awful. Like, it was just a real chore. I then met Sarah and she was single. And then we were just having this ball between us, like going on dates, coaching each other, discovering new things, learning new things about ourselves. And we then had gone, I think we kind of kept talking about it, and I kept being like, it'd be cool to have a podcast. And then we had Christmas with Sarah's family in Australia. And when we came back, on the flat on the way home, we were like, that's it, we're having a podcast, we're gonna plan, we're gonna record. And so then that's what we did, and we had set our recording date for, was it like the first weekend of March, and literally we were going to meet up with each other to record, and then that was it. Lockdown happened, so it took a little while, because we were thinking, well, we'll get out in a week, oh, it'll be a couple more weeks and we'll be out. No. So then we just found a way around that to record virtually with one another.
And it's, of course, it's ended up so well. It's turned out so well. So how do you take turns? Do you choose a topic? Who decides?
Well, do you know what it's kind of been lately? I mean, it's always been a negotiation in that. But lately, it's kind of been, what is going on in our lives? Like, what are we dealing with that if we're dealing with, other people must be as well? So we spend a lot of time on Clubhouse. Obviously, we're out there dating a lot. So it's kind of like, what's coming up for us and what's really resonating that we think would be helpful to kind of have out into the world? I think we do try to have like a bit of an upcoming list, don't we? And then we kind of just go on a tangent. We deviate as always.
There's always a tangent in a podcast episode. Always.
And what I love about it, it's so positive and it's so full of energy. And the impression I have listening is that it's just always got a positive message, which I really love about that. So what kind of feedback are you getting?
Everyone loves it, don't they?
Yeah, exactly. And exactly what you just kind of said, Sam. It's uplifting, it's fun, it's positive. But, you know, a lot of the feedback we're kind of getting lately, like, you know, we were in Clubhouse so we did a podcast recording on, like, dating is the training ground. That's where you'll find where your triggers are. That's where you'll work on yourself rather than I'm going to take a break. And so we're having this conversation post-podcast in Clubhouse. And we had people come up on stage and say, you've changed my life. Mm. I feel part of a family here. I come on Clubhouse, I look for you guys. So that's the beautiful feedback that we really get, that people feel connected to us and they feel like they're part of our pyramid, or we're part of theirs. And like I said, kind of that family giving them hope, which is really, really lovely.
That is really wonderful. And so any age person listening to you, only women or men as well?
Mary.
You know what? It's because we wanted to help everybody and we didn't really want to put like a stamp on it and say, oh, we only help women or we only help men. But what we found is that actually when you talk to men and women, it's different. And so now our voice, I guess, is kind of aligned more with women. But of any age, like as Sarah said, like, you know, I think the reason we get such great feedback is because dating can be quite a solitary, isolating experience. And you don't necessarily have people to talk to because they'll just say to you, oh, go and date some more, or yeah, you should take a date, or yeah, oh yeah, he is a bit of an idiot. And you don't actually really get anyone, like we call them like your cheerleaders, and then the cheeramid, like build your girl squad, build a team of women who know what you're about, what you're up to, like use us, listen to the podcast, because otherwise it's just this solo thing and you end up being focused on what you don't have, and oh, that's another date that didn't go well, or somebody else that ghosted me.
It sounds like it's tough. It, you know, it's a tough world out there for dating.
Yeah, it is, like hugely tough. Yes. It says it all.
Man, yeah. And you know what, Mary, as you were talking, I feel like one of the demographics that we really resonate is people like us, because one of the things that makes dating tough at the moment is the world has changed, you know, and we're in kind of, we operate differently as men and women than kind of our parents did, which is what we kind of got role modeled for us. And, you know, there's lots of stuff around, oh, I'm an independent woman, and then, you know, men not really understanding how women operate these days. And we're literally in that space. So, you know, It is tough out there when you don't really understand yourself, understand the opposite gender, and you don't really understand the game, as we kind of call it. But yeah, it is tough, but that's really why we kind of exist, isn't it? To support people exactly just like us having the same experiences.
No, definitely. And you must hear a lot of funny stories as well, I imagine.
Yeah. Including our own backlog.
Well, do you know what, like I feel like I remember going out on a whole bunch of dates, and I'd never actually dated before about 2.5 years ago. I was always in long-term relationships, and the craziest, funniest, awesomest, worst stuff was happening to me, and I was like, Mary, I've got to like voice note all this kind of stuff or voice record all this, because we've got to have a book of these escapades at some point. And just the voice notes that I would record to myself, like, were ridiculous. But yeah, we've got some great stories.
Oh, I love it. And so you're giving tips and advice, because I know you offer coaching. So can you tell us a bit more about that?
Oh, gosh. Okay. Yeah, like, you know, Mary mentioned before that we've both done coaching for like community projects and individuals and that kind of thing, and you know, as a personal trainer and a sports background, that's just like something that we really, really love doing, that kind of like one-to-one, that kind of more hands-on stuff. Because, you know, where we kind of got to with the podcast is we love the fun and we love the sharing, but actually true transformation lives when an individual discovers some kind of barrier or block that has been stopping them in their life. And while we can talk for days on the podcast, if we really want to allow a space for people to connect on that individual, on that relationship, on that partner level, then we want to support people to kind of uncover those blocks and then transform them and then go out and create that partnership. So yeah, we offer one-to-one kind of coaching. We are growing that into groups and like have an online membership, but a lot of that is in the works, and that's all Mary's wheelhouse, if I'm being totally honest. She's the brains behind all that kind of stuff. But yeah, we offer that kind of like one-to-one, more intensive kind of coaching.
Yeah, that sounds fantastic. And so what about some success stories of any new relationships?
There's always relationships that kind of come and go in there. Yeah. You know, I kind of feel like a lot of this sort of success stories would be more related to what people have discovered about themselves and then really being able to kind of connect with other people. So just trying to think, Mary, have you got anything off the top of your head?
Yeah, some of them I just don't know if like it's so it would be okay to say, because I don't know, like I know that
we do go out at lunchtime.
You know, well, because I was just thinking like even like just in like conversations like with people who could we say that would be, I just know because we haven't asked, that's what I'm thinking.
Yes, don't worry. That's so weird. What you're saying is that you do have some success stories for new relationships, but we're not going to actually say who those people are currently. But it's lovely to know that. It's lovely to know that there are some relationships growing from all the coaching that you give, and also they're listening to the podcast. So I love the sound of that. And Sarah, you mentioned to me that you do dating how-to PDFs. And I'm sort of intrigued. What are those?
Well, actually, maybe I'll let Mary take that one because, again, she's the brains behind that stuff.
Oh, so I love these. So basically, like navigating dating is really tricky. And someone who's newly single might not necessarily have been on the apps before. Even if you have been on the apps before, they're still quite confronting. So we've got one that is about your profile and like our top five tips on how to create your online dating profile. And then we've also got one about creating your cheeramid. No, is it cheeramid? Yeah, it is cheeramid, yes, isn't it? Yeah. Creating the cheeramid. So like when we say cheeramid, what does that mean? How do you do it? How do you go about it? How do you build it? How do you construct it? So we've got a PDF on there that explains that. We've also got one that's called Juicy Gazelles. So if you want to know where the name came from, you've got to listen to the episode of the podcast, because there's a super fun story that goes with that. And that's all about saying who, you know, like getting really clear on who is it that you're looking for. Not just all those things that, especially as women that we love, you know, like, oh, you're going to be tall, dark and handsome. But kind of getting into like, what, who is he actually going to be? You know, is he going to be a really career driven or is he going to be a real family man? And then looking then, okay, so that you've defined who he is. Now let's define who you are. Like, who are you going to have to show up in the world as to match the kind of things that that person who has also got his list is, then you're going to be their center and fronter on his. And then also who you guys are going to be together. Like, what's that relationship going to look like? So that's Juicy Gazelles. Is there one more?
Yeah, we got how to slide into someone's DM.
Oh yeah, go on, you do the slide.
Oh, I love the slide into the DMs because it's so, like, I've had people slide into my DMs. So like if someone that you don't know on Instagram just randomly texts you and you're like, what the hell is this? But then also if you meet someone on like a Clubhouse app or if you come across someone on Instagram, how am I going to communicate with them without freaking them out? Because it's a new way of kind of connecting with people, and there definitely comes a lot of mistrust when you don't know someone, when especially on like an Instagram or a Clubhouse where you could be anyone. So you know, we really wanted to support people in taking the ickiness and the weirdness out of sliding into someone's DMs and helping them to be a little bit more successful in doing that, because it does take something to really put yourself out there from nothing to then say, hey, I'm interested.
Yeah, no, I can imagine that. Oh, it sounds fantastic. I think everybody wants a how-to, don't they?
Yeah.
You know, let's have some help here and, you know, work out some tips that you can actually help us to carry on. I just love the sound of this, and I've really enjoyed listening to the podcast. So for our listeners on Just Women, where can they find you if they want to get in touch?
Oh, okay. So you can find us on Instagram and Facebook at The Dating Playbook. And then you can always email us if you're like fancy an old-fashioned email, which we love. It's hello@thedatingplaybook.co.uk.
Or you can find us on Clubhouse.
Yeah, go on, Sarah.
At the Dating Locker Room. Or I am at Miss Sarah and Mary is at Miss Mary Burke. Oh, she's not at Miss Mary Burke. You're at Mary Burke.
At Mary Burke, yes.
Oh, that's fantastic. Well, I just love this, and I can't believe the time has gone so fast. And I can highly recommend the podcast. Everyone has got to go and go and listen to it. Thank you, Sarah and Mary, for coming on today. It has been literally a joy getting to know you more, and I think you make a really positive difference to the complexities of dating today. That was Sarah Liebelt and Mary Burke from The Dating Playbook.
After the break, Jo McGowan talks to Linda Stevens from the Women's Wellbeing Space.
You're listening to Just Women on Brooklyn's Radio.
This is an urgent appeal from the Disasters Emergency Committee. Hundreds of thousands of people have fled their homes to escape conflict in Ukraine, leaving jobs, belongings and loved ones behind. They need shelter, food and water. You can help. To donate online, search DEC or text RADIO to 70150 to give £10. Thank you.
I'm so glad you're open.
Thank goodness you're here.
Do you ever close?
Did you know the pharmacy at 20 Church Street, Weybridge is open 100 hours every week to meet your immediate medical needs? We're here for you from 7am to 11pm weekdays, 7am to 9pm Saturdays, and 10am to 4pm on Sundays. Our friendly and knowledgeable team can provide you with the advice you need, as well as helping you with repeat prescriptions, all the over-the-counter products you would expect, and if you can't get in to visit us, we will deliver to you. The Pharmacy, 20 Church Street, Weybridge. We're here when you need us, 100 hours every week.
Hello, my name's Sarah Chaplin, and every Thursday night I host a show called Jazz London Live at 10 o'clock until midnight, and each week I play a selection of jazz, funk, fusion and Latin. I feature an interview in the first hour of the show with somebody on the British jazz scene, a gig guide rounding up the gigs in the week to come, and in the second hour of the show there's Album of the Week, in which I play three tracks from a brand new album that's just come out, and also a long track in the second hour of the show to help you wind down to bedtime on a Thursday evening. It gets a bit more mellow towards the end of the show. So if you love jazz, you're going to love this show, Jazz London Live on Brooklyn's Radio. If you're not sure whether you like jazz, give it a try. You might find there's some tracks in there that you really love.
This is Just Women, every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on Brooklyn's Radio.
Welcome back to Just Women with me, Jackie Mitchell. In the next part of the programme, Jo McGowan talks to Linda Stevens from the Women's Wellbeing Space.
So today I have with me Linda Stevens, founder of Yoga Mums, who has recently launched a fantastic new initiative called the Women's Wellbeing Space, which is a one-stop shop of information and practical self-help tools for women experiencing perimenopause and the menopause. Welcome to Just Women, Linda.
Oh, thank you so much for having me, Jo, and it's really nice to be here.
It's a pleasure. So perhaps could you start by telling us what led to you setting up the Women's Wellbeing Space?
So like all people who have a bit of a passion and fire in their belly, my journey is very personal. I became a yoga teacher 14 years ago now, when I had two children back to back, very close together, both premature. So I used to work in television. I had a big busy career in TV, and then very derailing to have children, and it was like oil and water. I really couldn't reconcile my new life to working as I was before. And my son's got a neuromuscular disorder. I needed to know more about the human body. I was already practicing yoga and found it incredibly helpful. And I heard about this training course, teacher training course, and decided to go on it. And actually, for me, the stress relief and the ability to separate myself from my circumstances was huge. And I started to practice mainly pre and postnatal yoga. I did lots of extra training helping other women to prepare for cesarean births or natural births, and then specifically to repair afterwards. And then I ended up having a third child, a big surprise, in 2011. And I actually went into labor at 24 weeks, so full-blown labor. And I was on bed rest for 4 months. My pelvis, obviously, all the muscles around my pelvis atrophied. And one day at about 31 weeks, I stood up very quickly and my pubic bone completely split. So you can imagine that it was just horrific. So I was bound and I ended up having chiropractic adjustments almost daily to a lady came to my house to help me. But I determined to birth naturally, even with that condition, which I, you know, we didn't know at that stage what that was going to be like. And it was horrific. But specifically, I couldn't walk afterwards. My pelvis was in all sorts of, I had a lot of problems. So my mission was as a yoga teacher and as a kind of a researcher was to find out how I could heal without surgery. And I did a lot of work with an American biomechanical expert. And I looked at, you know, Joseph Pilates work, all of the yoga work I've been doing, physiotherapy work, and I kind of put together my own program and I was very diligent. You know, I am a bit of a, when I need to do something, I do it all out. And I did, I healed myself and I got to the stage where I could jump on trampolines and I was good to go. And that was the basis of Yoga Mums. So yogamums.net is my business for pre and postnatal women. And I set up in Farnham when we moved from Australia to the UK, and have loved teaching pre and postnatal women and very much working around the pelvic floor and knowing how much birthing trauma can affect pelvic floor function. And we have this golden window of opportunity to heal afterwards. It's really important that women don't go straight into high impact exercise or doing too much through the tummy without first recovering pelvic floor integrity. But then I was all good to go, you know, having, you know, enjoying the strong pelvic floor. And then I hit perimenopause and I was 45 and I was, you know, bouncing on trampolines and I was all full of it, basically. And then one day I started to have little leaks and I was like, oh, I need to go to the loo before I jump on the trampoline. And, you know, just little things like that, which for other people I knew were red flags, but weirdly, I didn't have that association with myself. I started to experience big mood swings. I had really bad insomnia. My IBS was getting worse. And anyway, so around that time, when I think about it, when I put all these bits together, I was double bouncing both of my kids. Again, when I look back, it was a bit of an ego thing that I thought that I could. And as I came down, I felt this literally horrendous kind of ripping thud.
Oh, my goodness.
And it was basically my bladder had dropped.
Oh, my goodness.
And, yeah, so this was a cytosel, a bladder prolapse. And I, you know, I'd done a fair bit of training up until this point. I kind of thought I knew what I was doing. Mm-hmm. What I didn't really understand, and I think this was – really the big key for my change of direction is that once we start to hit perimenopause, the progesterone that our ovaries produce just plummets down. And then over time our estrogen levels fluctuate and slowly diminish, and it's the estrogen that causes our muscle fibers to have elasticity, to have strength and integrity. And although I had strengthened my pelvic floor muscles, the band of muscles that hold our organs in place were damaged, really quite badly damaged when I had that, a lot of intervention with the birth when my pelvis was broken. And so when the estrogen starts to drop, no matter how strong you are, the actual muscle fibers, they lose that elasticity, they lose that integrity. So if you then put a whole lot of intra-abdominal pressure downwards, like I was doing on the trampoline, those organs just don't have the same support that they used to. And, you know, that's why we see a lot of perimenopausal, postmenopausal women having prolapse, having leaking issues, starting to become a lot worse, is because as estrogen drops, we end up with this this weakness, if you like. So over the years, I started teaching more and more and more around this as I learned how to, I did another third age, a year of postgrad training specifically for women in the third age. And where I find that all of my students and Farnham are all sort of going around similar age. Yeah. And so my direction has become more and more to the peri and postmenopausal woman. And then after lockdown last year, when I was obviously doing everything by Zoom, I realized that I needed to create more of a space of information as well as the yoga practices. And hence the womenswellbeing.me, it's like a festival space. I've designed it. Yeah. So it's a bit like a festival, and it's online and it's ongoing, and it's yoga, it's meditation, it's stress relieving, it's specific pelvic floor work. And then it's also interviews with menopause experts.
That sounds fantastic. I mean, I love actually what you've done on your website, because it does look like a festival site. You know, you've got this map of all the different sort of tents where people can go and do different things. So I love that all round approach. It's very welcoming. And I think that's important for women at that stage of life, because it can be very, you know, sort of disorientating. I remember when I sort of first started getting perimenopause symptoms, for a start, I'd not heard of the term perimenopause. And I think a lot of women are the same. I was also quite young. I was in my early sort of 40s when I started to experience symptoms. And actually having something like your space, which, you know, is so welcoming, and a festival, it's fun. It still seems quite young and, you know, and hip and all that sort of thing. I think that that's lovely. What's the response been to it from people that have sort of taken part and signed up for the programme?
Oh, listen, the members in there have just been amazing, really enjoying listening in. I have a lunch and learn on a Friday where I'm interviewing. Well, actually, this Friday, I've got Dr. Mandy Linehart, who is a menopause and HRT specialist GP. And I've got her coming on to help answer some questions, especially from the program last night that was Davina McCall. Yes. Last week I had Nikki Williams, who's an amazing nutritionist and hormone expert. I'm going to be interviewing my husband next week so I can get him. He's now got very into the whole perimenopausal journey, and so he can start to give a husband's or a partner's perspective, which is, I think, is really, really important. Mm. And the reason I did this festival idea is year before, when I was really at the height of all of these perimenopausal issues, I had gut issues. I got mastitis. Mastitis can come back with hormone fluctuations, vaginal dryness, and, you know, lots of problems downstairs, which I knew was cyclical. I could tell they were cyclical. Mm. I went to see 7 or 8 different GPs, all of whom just tried to put me on antidepressants.
Yeah.
There was no, you know, and of course you've only got 7 or 8 minutes for the GP. It's too short. None of the different symptoms were put together.
No.
I was investigated for, you know, Crohn's disease, for breast cancer because of lumps in my boobs and things. And so I ended up actually having a breakdown. I had a vertigo attack that went on all night. And the next day it was like, a plug had been pulled out of the socket. I fused, basically. So when they said burnout, it literally felt like everything had burnt out, my brain, my nerves. And I'd had a huge stress the year before with my husband having a heart attack out of the blue. So there was a lot of stress there when I was trying to deal with, and I was trying to expand my business and do all these things and have 3 kids and do all the superwoman ridiculous stuff that us women
and I think
these days try and do.
That's quite often, you know, that age group that a lot of women find themselves experiencing these symptoms. Actually now our lives are such that actually it's probably one of the busiest times in our lives, which may not have been the case, you know, even 2 generations ago. It's almost like a perfect storm a lot of the time.
You're so right. The perfect storm is a really great analogy. And so, you know, the crucial thing that I try and teach is stress management, because when our at this stage of our lives, when our adrenals are revving and we're producing cortisol, we stop producing the pregnenolone, which is the precursor to our progesterone and estrogen and testosterone. So calming the adrenals, doing conscious down training of the central nervous system, you know, meditation, yoga, which takes us, you know, restorative yoga, connecting brain and body together is absolutely crucial. When our ovaries stop producing those sex hormones, our adrenals and our brain
they do produce some if we allow them to do so. But if we are looking after parents and children and we've got a job and we're trying to keep up with all our friends and we've got social media and we've got to keep a clean house and all of the stuff, our central nervous system literally shuts down and menopause symptoms, perimenopause symptoms are just so much worse.
I do think that actually what you're saying, there'll be people listening that this will just be totally an aha moment that you'll think this is what it is, and may not have connected all the dots together as to various symptoms, because the symptoms could be different. I mean, the symptoms you talked about, the symptoms I had were very different. It was, you know, it was more, I was getting sort of hot flushes, night sweats, the insomnia was there, anxiety, but things like tinnitus I was starting to get, and also, you know, sort of bloating and stuff like that. So the range of symptoms are vast, actually, and everybody is going to probably be slightly different. But I think, you know, the more people talk about it, the more hopefully people think, well, actually, there are things like your wellbeing space that people can access. So can you tell us a little bit more about, if people want to get involved, how they would do that and find out more information from yourself?
So, yes, just go to womenswellbeing.me. So it's putting the me into women's wellbeing. Yeah. You can look on the site and see what's in it. Just click on, I've put little sample videos and things into some of the tents. So you can click on some of the tents. If you go into the what's it about tab, you can also look at what I'm all about. You can read my story and on the About Linda tab there. So have a look around, and if you want to join, it's incredibly reasonable. I charge literally the price of one class, and you actually get six fresh classes a week, half live with me, half are pre-recorded, so you can do them anytime, plus all these interviews with menopause experts. And there's a whole library of shorter sequence and specific yoga therapies for different issues, like pelvic floor tension or pelvic floor weakness or back problems. So I've tried to create a safe space where people can come. There's a chat room forum. We can ask questions of each other, share information, and just get up to date, most recent scientific research, as well as lifestyle adaptions that we kind of all really need to make. Just accept. My biggest thing is acceptance. Acceptance is the key ingredient to change. And when we can accept that we're not 20 or 30 anymore, that we've got decades now of wisdom, and we just start to appreciate this extraordinary body that we've got, this vessel that we've got to live this life through. And obviously when GPs start to also understand perimenopause a bit more together, we can hopefully have a much positive time.
The acceptance is then that actually there is a lot that you can do to help yourself, be it through a medical route or through, you know, the more holistic and lifestyle changes. And actually it's then you can sort of think, well, actually it's quite an exciting stage that we're going into, because there's you know, it's a different age of our lives as well. Linda, I could talk to you all day. It's been absolutely fascinating talking to you, and we'll have to get you back on again, I think, to see how it's all going and in the next few months. So thank you so much for speaking to us today. And as Linda said, if you want to find out more, it's womenswellbeing.me. is that correct? womenswellbeing.me. If you go and visit that, then you can see all of Linda's lovely resources. So thank you so much for your time today.
Oh, thank you for having me on. It's been a pleasure.
After the break, I'll be talking to Henneke Thompson, freelance photographer and visual artist.
You're listening to Just Women on Brooklyn's Radio.
Sound familiar? With more people working at home and less time to worry about our posture, it's unsurprising that back and neck pain, migraines and sciatica are all on the rise. Luckily, there's somewhere that's got your back. West Chiropractic in West Byfleet prides itself on being a practice helping people from Surrey and beyond with enthusiasm, experience and expertise. With plenty of 5-star reviews, it's a place you truly can trust. Book a free discovery visit now to speak with one of their expert chiropractors and find out how to move forward with a programme tailored to your situation. Visit them online at westchiropractic.co.uk.
Check out the Brooklyn's Radio website at brooklynsradio.co.uk. Listen to the live shows bringing you the sounds of Surrey, with news, travel, local events and happenings, plus everything from folk music to progressive rock to business interviews to Hollywood hits. Search our extensive library of podcasts or listen to entire shows through our Mixcloud accounts. You can see our schedules for the coming week and pick your favourite programmes and broadcasters. It's all at brooklandsradio.co.uk. On PC, Android and Apple devices, or tune in, or download our own free app. Love listening to Brooklands Radio. Loving Surrey.
If you love film music of all kinds, then Hunter's Hollywood Hits and Britflix is the show for you. Every Thursday, escape into the exciting world of the movies with soundtracks that transport you right into the films. From special shows dedicated to legendary composers to theme shows dedicated to different genres, you can hear a mixture of classic themes as well as well-known songs that feature in films. So, all you film fans, be sure to catch Hunter's Hollywood Hits and Britflix with me, Suzanne Hunter, every Thursday at 9 p.m, only on Brooklands Radio.
This is Just Women, every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on Brooklands Radio.
Welcome back to Just Women, with me, Jackie Mitchell. In the next part of the programme, I'll be talking to Henneke Thompson, freelance photographer and visual artist. Hello there, Henneke.
Hello, Jackie. Thank you for having me today.
And thank you for joining us, and welcome to the Just Women show. So before we find out a bit about your work, it'd be really interesting to find out a bit about your background. So I believe you were born in Slovakia and you moved here in 2000, and then you did a degree in photo media. So what was your journey? What led you to become a freelance photographer?
Oh, I don't know, I'll be honest with you. It comes gradually and naturally. From early age, I was very creative. And when I came to London, I worked in the bar as a waitress. And my visa came to end. And Slovakia wasn't part of European Union. I really enjoy living in London and have new opportunity, the culture, you name it. And I realized if I need to stay, I need to study something. And I love art, design, anything to do with creativity. And I applied to study first in Richmond Adult College, which I did photography foundation in art and design, where this journey, creative journey started there. And I progressed to photomedia degree because I want to specialize in something and do degree. And photography seems to me, I never ever done photography in my life before. But somehow, when I was looking at the courses, photography, it's just naturally, I just thought, oh, I love to do photography. And the journey started there. And I did degree in Croydon at Metropolitan College 3 years.
Right. And then when did you actually start working as a freelance photographer, and in which and what sort of subjects did you photograph?
As a freelance photographer, I started to work after I finished the college, and I was lucky enough when I finished, I found a job working as a personal assistant for very, very talented fine art photographer Vibeke Dahl, based in Kew, where I start to kind of observe how to run your business, how to approach clients, about composition, lighting. That was really good experience.
Right, okay. And then about 6 years ago, you set up Henneke Photography, and this is where you focus on portraits, business headshots and personal branding photography. So was that quite scary to start up your own business?
Be honest with you, not really. I don't know, not really. I just went for it. I just followed my heart, and I did lots of different styles of photography. I work for Fuller's, and I did promotions for Mother's Days. I photographed food and drinks, and I did a bit of interior and exterior photography. But portraiture was always in my heart, and I just follow it, because when you're creative, it's hard to focus on what you want to do, because I could do anything quite well. And I thought I need to focus on one thing, and that was the portraiture.
And so what appeals to you about portraiture?
I love portraiture. It's the energy of the people. It's funny you asking. I never thought really about that, why people. But I realize when I'm photographing people, I'm getting something back from them. And when I present the picture and I see their, if they really like them, they kind of, this is make me so happy, see if people, make people look beautiful inside and out. And experience to see how they're happy with that. That make me happy as well. I think it was the kind of on energy levels.
And how do you get people to relax? Because most people I speak to go, oh, I can't stand having my picture taken.
Yeah, I know. I love this feeling. And we all been there. I don't like my pictures taken as well. When I don't know what I do. I just talk to them. When the clients come to me, I always ask them to have, if they want tea or coffee, I let them bit of calm down, sit down, and we have a bit of conversation. I just want to find out what they are, what they do. Most of my clients I met before, I know about them because, as you know, people buy people.
Of course, yes, yes.
Then I already have connection with them. But I like to when they calm down because I don't like to work under stress myself. And I like when everything goes in flow. And when you even flow, the magic is happen and people relax because they trust you.
Of course.
And yes. That's when I think that's when they start to, I start to get lovely pictures of them and they can relax.
Of course.
And be themselves. Because I always show and tell them how beautiful they are because I just see beauty in front of me. I don't see the wrinkles or, you know, people.
Oh, how lovely, Annika.
Complain about double chin. I try to work with them to get the best. Obviously, I work with the body as well, turn them around, ask them to jump, turn the sides to give them a bit of also feeling energize them a little
bit. Of course. Well, looking at your website, you're obviously very successful in that. But anyway, let's bring us right up to the present day because
yes.
Lockdown happened in March 2020 and things went a bit quiet for a lot of us, including you. And so you started producing artwork as a visual artist inspired in nature, architect, gardens and from different culture during your travels. Now, what's really interesting is that you say you're influenced by Ikebana flower arranging in Japan. So I've got to ask you, how did you find out about this flower arrangement in Japan? And can you explain to our listeners what that is?
Oh, yes. I'll be honest with you. My mum used to... Okay, I will tell you what is it first. And,
yes, please.
That our listeners can imagine. It's a modern approach to Asian Japanese art of flower arranging, which comes from actually from China and from Korea, which came to Japan with the Buddhism religion. I think it was in 6th century. Flower arranging, you got the vase and you put the flowers there or stalks or anything from nature. And my mom used to do that at home. She just put some, it's like putting in the vase the branches, any branches which you find from the garden and flowers. But in Ikebana, they have got their own kind of like religious style. They call different names, arrangements. But I don't follow them. I just go what I like to photograph. I don't follow any rules.
Okay. And do you use watercolor, oils or acrylic?
Oh, no, I photographed them.
Oh, it's a photograph?
This is all photographed.
Ah, okay.
They look like the paintings. I must say, you're right, because people seems to me mistake for paintings.
Well, they look so beautiful. I thought that you'd painted them. Anyway, no. Wonderful. But they are photographs. So how on earth do you go about creating it?
I photographed them at home. I got small different vases, you know, some of them different colors, a small, bigger one. My husband, for my birthday, bought me proper Japanese kind of ball, which arranged for Ikebanas, which I photographed recently. And I just get the branches from my walks in nature. Very important, it's the composition, how you put the branches in, what color are they, shapes. As you notice, some of them, some of my work, it's very simple. are going for simplicity, and some of them they're busy, and that's why I do in Photoshop put the layers.
But I mean, what's so wonderful is this sort of exotic gold background. How do you get that? Is that on Photoshop then?
Yes. Funny enough, I bought these filters about 10 years ago from a company, they were a photographic company from Ireland, and they both were photographers. And they sent this, they were selling these filters. They are different colors. And I just thought, oh, I just got them. I never thought I'm going to use them in my life. And here you are. When I started to produce those still life images and I went to the Photoshop, I thought it could be nice to bring another color to kind of make them more stand out. And I went through those filters and I tried different filters. I got about 10 filters. Mm-hmm. And the yellow one works so well with the style which I photographed. And yeah, and it started from there. And I start to go again for walks, get another color of branches, cherry blossom. I love cherry blossom. And also not everything photographs very well. Not every flowers or stand out. You have to try which one works best.
Wow. Well, it's very successful. I mean, they look absolutely beautiful. And of course, people can view your gallery on Instagram, which is great. And presumably people can buy the artwork from your Instagram platform.
Oh, yes, yes. What I start to do with my artwork, because I start to make as a greeting card, also fine art prints, because it's lovely to see, actually, what's the point to have on the computer? It's nice to have inside and have a look at the art. It does bring lots of enjoyment, especially if you like gold and if you like kind of Japanese art. Yes, you can buy them also as a fine art prints signed by me as a limited edition.
Wonderful.
So yeah, I can sell them as a wall art, printed on beautiful fine art paper and frame in the black frame.
Right, and how much does that cost?
Oh, the print starts, a small print starts as an edited edition from £40. Mm-hmm. And mounted print start, which is 10 by 12 inches with mount. You can choose black or white mount and starts from £65.
Wonderful, wonderful. Well, I will give you an Instagram account at the end of the interview, but now we're coming out of lockdown. Perhaps you'll have an exhibition of these artworks.
Oh yeah, that's the plan and that's the dream. I would love to have exhibition one day and I would love to see my artwork in nice small independent shops and also in the lovely garden center.
Fantastic. Sounds good. And now presumably also as we're coming out of lockdown, your work as a photographer will now start up again, so presumably you'll be able to have people in your studio or go out on location.
Yes, I would like to go on locations. I realize I really like enjoying photographing people outdoors, and it's much more to the story when you photograph them outdoors with the background of beautiful flowers or in the town where it's busy and by the river, and like everybody have story to tell. And I'm looking forward to start to do more photography outdoors.
Yeah, so how will you juggle the two businesses then, your artwork and the photography?
Oh, I'm just going to try to be better organized, and I just will do every day what it takes, step by step.
Of course. And so how long does it take you on average to produce one of your artworks?
I have to photograph, I have to find it is a longer process because I need to go for a walk, get the branches, style it, photographed. And I don't do everything in one day. And also I have to feel creative, be honest with you. I have to feel like I want to do it. I don't want to push myself because creativity, it's something natural which comes to you. But it takes maybe, in the Photoshop, maybe 30 minutes, half an hour, 40 minutes.
Uh-huh. And how do you get your inspiration for the artwork?
Nature. nature and Japan.
Right. And so you've obviously been getting back to nature then during the pandemic. Do you have any favourite walks in Surrey?
I love Virginia Water. I love Virginia Water. And it's just any walks. You just need to observe. You just need to be open and just look around. There is beauty everywhere.
But it must be hard because you've got to find the special branches and the special flowers. So you've got to, presumably you have to try a few places.
Yeah, but be honest with you, I just find some branches just down the road and they are new coming, but I have to go early morning when people can't see me because, you know, people can be funny when you're taking branches from the trees. I have to be a bit careful, not careful, but some of them, they are on the, by the main high street. There are trees which I really like.
And do you think if we hadn't had a pandemic, do you think you would have discovered this creative streak of yours for this producing this artwork? Or was that something that you always did?
Well, I always was creative and I did some stuff, but I never had time to really kind of going inside and exploring my creativity and do something which I enjoy.
Well, that's fantastic. Well, thank you so much for coming in and telling us all about that. Now, let's get your Instagram account so that people can look at the gallery of artwork. Do you want to give that or shall I?
Yeah, I'm happy to get that. It's Henrietta with one T underscore Thompson with the P underscore photography.
Very good. And also, what is your website address?
www.hennikaphotography.com, and I will spell Hennika. It's Henika.
Okay, and we'll also put those on our listings and on our social media as well. Well, thank you so much, Hennika, for coming in and talking to us.
Thank you, Jackie, for having me. Have a lovely day.
Thank you very much. That was Hennika Thompson, freelance photographer and visual artist.
I'd like to thank all our guests today. Sarah Liebelt and Mary Burke from the Dating Playbook podcast, Linda Stevens from the Women's Wellbeing Space, and Hennika Thompson, freelance photographer and visual artist. And thank you to our producer, Graham Laycock. We're always keen to hear about local women with interesting lives. So if you know of anyone you think should be on our show, please email justwomen@brooklandsradio.co.uk. with their contact details, and we'll get in touch with them. You can see details of our previous and future guests on our website, which is brooklandsradio.co.uk/justwomen, and you can also find us on Facebook under Just Women at Brooklands Radio. Do follow us on Twitter at Brooklands Radio. This show will be repeated at 8 o'clock in the evening on Thursday, and the next edition of Just Women will be next Tuesday at 1 o'clock, so do listen in. So it's goodbye from me, Jackie Mitchell.
You're listening to Just Women on Brooklands Radio. You can join in by emailing any comments or questions you may have to justwomen@brooklandsradio.co.uk or check us out on Facebook. Search for Just Women at Brooklands Radio. Just Women is just what you need.